Chapter 39. In the hour before dawn, Gausam shrews leapt from the logboats into the shallows, willing paws pushing and tugging as they beached the five vessels on the shore in front of Salamandastron. Samkim and Arula looked up and down the empty beach, paws close to their weapon handles.
Yes, Ankin, it'd be terrible silent hereabouts. I wonder where all the vermins be gone to.
Sapwood was tracking through the sands.
Not too hard to tell, Harula. I'm thinking we might have arrived here too late.
Lone Bud lifted Ashnin lightly from the logboat and set her on dry land. Hefting a paddle, she joined them.
No time for gossip now. Gather round, every beast.
Every creature present dropped what they were doing and crowded about the wise old female badger as she rapped out orders.
Earthwhite, Samkin, and Arula, go with Alpha and his tribe and find out what the position is at the mountain. Pickle, you go with them and act as runner. The rest of you stay here with me.
Armed with rapiers and paddles, the tribe of Alpho stole silently across the shore in the wake of Pickle and the White Badger. Samkim drew the sword of Martin as he hurried along with the front runners. Arula waddled alongside him, swinging a loaded sling. Automatically, Pickle made for the main entrance. He groaned softly as he saw the unblocked fissure yawning wide.
Oh, no. It looks like Virago's stinking lot have found a way inside.
At the opening, Samkim held up a paw for silence.
Psst!
Bad Tooth had taken an arrow in his paw. Hauling himself painfully through the opening, the stoat sought a soft resting place on the sand. He was halfway through the opening when a huge white paw seized him by the throat. Bad Tooth gave a terrified gurgle as he was dragged out onto the rocks. Samkim held the edge of the sword across his throat, growling viciously.
One false move or a wrong word, and you lose your head. Now speak up. What has happened here?
The unfortunate stoat gulped and whimpered out all he knew.
The horde are in there, trying to fight their way through the mountain.
Pickle grabbed him by the ear.
Where's Virago and Klitsch?
Klitsch is in there, and Crab Eyes, and Dragtail, and the rest. I haven't clapped eyes on Virago since the attack started, I swear it.
Earthwhite and Samkim exchanged glances.
We'll have to take his word for it,
the White Badger grunted. He knocked the stoat senseless with a sweep of his paw, looking about as if undecided what to do next. Samkim took charge, coming up with a fast and workable solution.
It's going to be light soon. We'll have to move fast. Pickle, tell Lohenbud that we've gone up the mountain to reinforce those inside. If she brings the rest up through this opening, we can mount a two-pronged assault.
Alpha clapped him on the back.
Good idea. Are you sure you've never done this sort of thing before, young squirrel?
Samkim shouldered Martin's sword with a wry grin.
It's a first time for everything, matey.
Pickle was gone in a spray of loose sand. Strapping his mighty club to his back, Earthwhite began climbing. Arula threw up her paws in resignation as she started the ascent.
Burrow, I don't like high places, being nobody mole. Brr, your goals won't climb in, young beast.
Dawn broke in roseate splendor over Salamandastron as Mara and Lonebud thundered over the sands with the Gausam of Logalog hard on their heels. Pickle rested a moment as they surged by him. Eventually, he regained his breath and grabbed a paddle.
I say, chaps, wait for me!